Well, hey there, friends and future friends. This is Chuck from BlueJug.com. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever and whenever you get to listen to this podcast. What we try to do here is just provide you with some more information about health, good information about health, and also give you some news possibly and some trivia. Not a whole lot of stuff, not a whole lot of your time, just trying to provide you with information that you should know for, a better life. Of course, that's what it's all about, living healthy and living it right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I did find an article today from naturalnews.com that was pretty interesting. I love that guy. He's got a lot of good information on his website, and I always refer to his information because he does a lot of research. So you might want to start following him. It's naturalnews.com. Well, anyway, the article that he wrote about today says, scientists finally issue a warning against canola oil. Study reveals it's detrimental to brain health, contributes to dementia, causes weight gain. Well, hello. Yes, it's about time they put that out. You know, we use a lot of, coconut oil. I even cook coconut oil or make my eggs with coconut oil. Everything I put coconut oil in. If I'm grilling or if I'm doing something in the frying pan, whatever, I'm going to be using coconut oil. Let's see. Let's go ahead and get started on this one. It says, if you thought canola oil was one of the good oils, think again. Although marketing campaigns position it as healthy, golly, isn't that the case? Everywhere, it's always marketing, and we're always getting marketing bad information. Marketed bad information. Although marketing campaigns position it as healthy and it's popular because of its low price, this is one oil that isn't doing your body much good, as holistic health websites have been warning readers for many years. So be sure and check that out and get away from that junk. All righty, what's next? Today is Friday, and it's just a few days before Christmas, and so there's a lot of stress in the air for some people, although some people really enjoy the holidays and can get right into it. You know, I've been posting a lot of stuff, posts out there on Instagram, just having fun and making sure that the holiday season is a fun and enjoyable time. Now, you can help yourself reduce that stress, just calm down and enjoy the time with essential oils. We actually have essential oils in our store. Now, if you have not been hit up by a network marketer recently, you probably will, because there's a lot out there. There's several different companies out there that actually do essential oils, and you can also buy them from your grocery store and stuff, although the quality is probably not as good as some of these others. But then again, you probably don't want to deal with a network marketer, or maybe you do just for the product, but they offer all kinds of oils and books on different issues, different medical, you know, what the oils can help with and so on. I personally have not gotten into it. My wife has, and she really enjoys it. We've got a lot of oils in our stores that you can choose from if you just want to go pick up an individual oil for a specific purpose. There are many books. You can Google stuff, of course, a good old Google search, and find out what works, because the oils, you know, that used to be our medicine, and now we rely on these stupid pharmaceutical companies for telling us what we need or giving us a pill to solve this issue, which starts another issue, and then it's just a downward cycle. So check out some essential oils when you have a chance. Let's see, what else can I tell you about that? Oh, diffusers. Yeah, diffusers are a great way to emit that oil into your room, so check that out too. All right, let's go ahead and end this quick podcast with a little bit of trivia or factoid. If you haven't started eating avocados, you know, it is a great source of potassium. It is a great source of fiber. It's also got the good fat in there. It is brain food. You need to start eating one avocado a day, because it helps regulate your blood sugar health. It also helps with eye health, and I really need some help with that. Heart health, it's an immune system booster, and it also aids in weight loss because it has more fiber than any other food. It also has more potassium, 35% more than a banana. So be sure and eat your avocado a day. So I guess you have to have an apple a day, an avocado a day, a banana a day. Why not? All right. Well, that's going to be it for today. I hope you all have a wonderful Merry Christmas with your friends and families. I hope you enjoy this time, and it's not stressful at all, and you get every present that you ever wanted. It's not about that. But make sure that you do have a great time with friends and family. All right, God bless everybody, and you all have a wonderful evening or morning or afternoon, wherever you are. Hey, again, be sure and check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Snapchat. Oh, gosh, what else? It's all Blue Jug, or just search for Blue Jug or Blue Jug Market. And follow us on any of those. And that's it. Over and out. God bless. Bye-bye.